This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. According to a CNN report, munitions experts say a U.S.-made bomb was used by the Saudi-led coalition in a recent airstrike in Yemen that hit a busload of children in a marketplace, killing 51 people, including 40 children. A spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition said earlier this month the airstrike targeted Houthi rebels in the market and conformed with international and humanitarian law. U.S. President Barack Obama banned the sale of precision-guided weaponry to Saudi Arabia in 2016 after Saudi Arabia used a similar bomb in another deadly attack. The Trump administration, however, overturned the ban last year. Jurors will continue deliberating in the fraud trial of President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. That story now from AP's Sagar Magani.
Manafort faces 18 felony counts, with prosecutors saying he hid millions in foreign income from the IRS and then lied to banks to get loans. President Trump's offering public support for his former campaign chairman, calling him a very good person.
I think it's a very sad day for our country.
He spoke not long after jurors started their second day of deliberations outside of Washington. Judge T.S. Ellis III says he won't release their names after the trial's over, as some news organizations have asked, saying he fears for their safety and notes he's being protected by U.S. Marshals after receiving threats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mali opposition leader Soumaila Cisse rejects the announcement that President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita is the winner of last weekend's presidential runoff, Cisse filing a fraud complaint with the Constitutional Court. He says his party's numbers show that he won the election. This is VOA News. The United Nations Secretary General has put forth proposals for protecting Palestinian civilians who are living under Israeli occupation. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on the General Assembly to explore all practical and feasible measures that will significantly improve the protection of the Palestinian population. In a lengthy report circulated Friday evening, Guterres focuses on four options for protecting Palestinian civilians living in Israeli-occupied territory. One, a more robust UN presence on the ground. Two, expanding current UN programs and humanitarian and development assistance. Three, establishing a UN or non-UN civilian observer mission. And finally, deploying armed military or police forces. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. is sending a hospital ship to Colombia to help treat some of the hundreds of thousands of people who have poured over the border fleeing violence in Venezuela. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis spoke with reporters traveling with him to Washington from Bogota, Colombia.
Can you imagine over a million refugees right now in one of our most populous states, California, and what that would do to that one state? Now just put that on steroids down here, and you see why this is a time when one of our fellow democracies is in trouble. We have to come in and help each other.
Mattis says those he spoke with in Bogota are enthusiastic about the upcoming ship deployment, which he stressed was absolutely a humanitarian mission. Tensions between the U.S. intelligence community and the White House are ratcheting up, with President Trump relieving former CIA Director John Brennan of his security clearance. Mr. Trump says he has no regrets about doing that.
Security clearances are very important to me, very, very important, and I've had a tremendous response for having done that.
By early Friday, at least 15 former senior intelligence officials had signed on to a statement criticizing what they call the ill-considered and unprecedented remarks and action by the White House regarding the removal of John Brennan's security clearances. Cricket hero turned politician Imran Khan has been sworn in as Pakistan's prime minister. 65-year-old Khan captured 176 of the 272 ballots cast in the lower house of parliament. His rival, Shahbaz Sharif, secured 96 votes. The opposition candidate is the younger brother of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who was convicted and sentenced last month to 10 years in jail on corruption charges. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.